Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We were with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Another week, another nor'easter hits the region. The snow coming down yesterday, I have to believe what I was witnessing was about 2, if not 3 inches per hour at one point, Alan. And it's still coming down this morning in many spots in our region and will continue through the day and into the afternoon and including more occasional snow showers into the weekend. So just be careful this morning. Many schools still canceled or delayed until later this morning. And it's even prompted Governor Baker in Massachusetts to delay the start for all executive branch folks.
Well, let me just, first of all, thank you for being there in the wee hours of the morning. You know, I've never seen anything quite like this. And in Great Barrington, the snow has accumulated. It's a huge amount. I can't tell you what, because I haven't been out there to measure it. But I know it's a lot. And people have to be very, very careful about going out.
Well, and thank you. It's my job to get here in the morning. It's part of what we do. And as I told you, I was up at 1 a.m. snow blowing just to get out of the driveway. So everyone be careful out there and take it very slow if you have to go anywhere.
And the other thing is, David, neighbors helping neighbors is so important at a time like this. You know, I don't think of myself as an old guy. However, we looked out the door yesterday and our next door neighbor, Jonathan, was out there with a snow blower helping us out. And it is the kind of thing that people do. Neighborhoods get together and they figure out who could help who, and it's really a good thing.
Well, we thank anyone who can get out there and help those that are less fortunate. Let's talk about the news of the day, Alan. President Donald Trump is expected to formally sign off on imposing stiff tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. This is a big deal when it comes to the GOP.
Yes, it is. Trump is under tremendous pressure from his Republican allies in the Congress. So it does appear that they're going to carve out exceptions for both the Canadians and the Mexicans. And they're saying now, and this is one of the things that always amazes me, they're saying it's a matter of national security. Well, I can't wait till they tell us that his alleged affair with Stormy Daniels is a matter of national security, too. So first, it has to be done, and there will be no exceptions. Then all hell happens. Mr. Cohn resigns as his chief economic advisor. The stock market starts to go down, and the affected industries, it's not the ones that will help, but the ones that it will hurt who are speaking out. And you begin to see the crack in the logic. So I suspect it's going to be a while before this thing gets worked out.
And you referenced it, but what about the Stormy Daniels situation? The lawyer for the porn star said she engaged in a sexual relationship with Trump in 2006 and claims there's, quote, no question the president knew about the $130,000 payoff to keep her quiet.
And now, apparently, the lawyer's lawyer, the guy who paid off his lawyer, is now pushing Daniels to shut up. Well, I mean, how much do we not know already? That's the thing that's interesting. She spoke out on it before they signed this non-disclosure agreement. We know basically what the outlines are. I don't see how she can be forced to shut up, to not say something that she has said before, but she's engaging in a lawsuit and she wants the contract between the two of them ripped up because basically the president didn't sign it. And if he had signed it, he would have signed it under a fictitious name. So the whole thing is humorous, but not humorous, because what it does is it fascinates the American people. They take their eye off the ball and they start thinking about porn stars. So when you see the serious stuff that Trump is involved in, and this becomes something that obscures all of that, it is extraordinary that we fall for it time and again.
Well, the story of Cynthia Nixon and a potential primary against Governor Andrew Cuomo, Alan, has heated up a bit. Ken Lovett of the Daily News, during a storm update press conference, asked a series of questions, including about the fact that Cynthia Nixon was using Mayor Bill de Blasio's consultants in exploring a run. And this was Cuomo's response. I think it was probably either the mayor of New York or Vladimir Putin, Cuomo said, laughing loudly when asked if he thought Mayor de Blasio had encouraged a friend to run. I'm going to leave it to you, great investigative reporters, to follow the facts and ferret out the truth.
Well, it doesn't look good for the governor. It is not the kind of gravitas you would expect, David, from a sitting governor. However, I think the Nixon thing does represent a real challenge for the governor. Because if there's a primary, and if she primaries him, Cynthia Nixon will be saying a lot of things about the governor that are less than flattering. And that sets up a general election. Not only that, if there's a third-party candidacy on the part of Nixon, there'll be a lot of votes diverted. And I'm thinking that none of this is particularly good for Governor Cuomo.